Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being here. We're glad you are. I'm very glad that Bob Kuska is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Fusion Factor, the creator of CareerBound. Did I say that right, Bob? CareerBound?
CareerBound, Jim.
That's your new project you're very excited about. He's one of the top management and especially HR experts that I know, and he's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bob, one of the things you want to talk about today is websites. And I was telling the audience before you got here about some research that I ran into a year or so ago that indicated that 50% of small business owners still don't have a website. And Bob, and as I said earlier, if 10 years ago you would have said 2000, you'd have said to me, you know, that we were going to be sitting here with this kind of a statistic, I would have said, that's preposterous. That can't happen. But I would have been wrong, Bob, and the reason I say that is because I actually went out into the marketplace after that research came out, and I started asking small business owners a question I didn't think I'd ever have to ask them again, and that's, do you have a website? And my research, my anecdotal shopping around, looking around research, kind of fit with what this research showed, and that's that everybody didn't have a website. I don't understand that, Bob. Tell me. Explain that to me.
Well, Jim, I don't think that people understand that having a website is an important part of your overall business plan.
Do you have a phone? Do you unlock your front door and let customers in? If you do that, you should have a website.
That's right. That's right. Because there's five purposes to a website, and there may be more, but five in my mind. But the very simplest is validation. If I want to buy, I find out that this Blasingame company makes wonderful widgets.
Yep.
And I go on the internet, and there's no website for Blasingame widgets.
Right.
I say, well, that's not a real company.
Or it's going to show my competitor's widget website up there, and you're going to buy from them.
That's right. That's right. So the thing is, you know, and when you and I spoke, Jim, we talked about how to launch a small business, and we talked about the marketing and the legal and all those other aspects. And if you remember, you said to me when you started out, it reminded you of a country and western song, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
What was I thinking, exactly?
So you apply the same thing to a website, and you say, hey, if I either, one, do what I call a brother-in-law website. My brother-in-law does those, and I'll slap one up. And,
or my neighbor's kid does that, or whatever.
Yeah. And you get something up that doesn't reflect what you are. So here's a couple of things that we went through,
Can I stop you for a second, though, Bob?
Sure.
For those people who still might be holdouts, I just have to say one thing that I want you to think about as Bob is talking about these next steps. If you don't care about what your website looks like, if you don't care about anything, I have to assume that you care about sales. And I'm going to say two words to you. That's the reason why you need to have a website of any kind, just something on the web, and that's local search. Bob, local search is huge. It's getting bigger. And if you don't have a website, they can't find your phone number. They can't find your directions to you. They don't know what you sell. And you don't have to beat you don't have to conquer the world to be on the top of the list of local search.
That's right, Jim.
Now go
that's
ahead.
Right. You go to the internet for everything, right? You're going to go to a restaurant,
yep.
You go
yep.
Look it up. Well, first of all, the thing that you have to do first is sit back and take your time and think it through. And people rush to judgment. They rush to get a website up. The first thing I ask them to think about is, who's your audience? Because, and I'll give you an example, Jim. As you know, my audience is two groups of people. It's students and parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to develop a look that was going to meet two audiences.
Right, two divergent audiences, right.
That's right. If I put up something that was really young and youthful and, you know, real jazzy, parents might look at it and say, well, this doesn't look serious. It doesn't look like a corporation.
How do you combine the cool and the uncool? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what? Here's what we did. I mean, we have a corporate look. You know, we want to make sure that this looks like a substantial organization. We have some youthful design elements in terms of color, and, you know, we asked our designers to look at that. And also, we used video. You know, when you go into a young audience nowadays, video is an important piece.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time to lay all that out. And then The second thing you ask yourself is, what is my purpose? Am I marketing? Am I trying to send a broad message? Because then you got to spend time thinking about, what is your message? Like we just talking, is it to students? Is it to businessmen? Is it to laborers? Who is my audience? And you, what you want to do is, as you're building the things I'm talking about, you're putting them into an RFP, a request for proposal, that you're going to go to your vendor with. I said earlier, Jim, that
they've got to have the specifications, though, don't they?
Absolutely.
You got to be able to tell them what you want. And go ahead.
And when they finish it, Jim, you hold up the piece of paper and you say, did you meet all these specs?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you were building a house, that's what you'd do, right? Hey, wait a minute. You know, you left. There's only 3 bedrooms. I had 4 in the plan. And so you really need that to put that down. You need to think about some of the purposes because, as you said earlier, everybody wants to use their website to sell. But do you want to use it for data collection? Do you want to use it for sampling? Do you want to give your audience something free?
Maybe customer care. Maybe it's some kind of customer service angle.
That's right.
Let them check on their own order or something like that. Depends on. But, you know, another thing, Bob, I love what you're saying. And everything you're saying is right on the money. But there still are people, folks, I'm not taking anything away from what Bob said, but if you're not there, if you're still not there, Bob, I still think that's any kind of a website is better than no website. Because of the local search thing, I'm talking about for Main Street small business owners, I'm not taking anything away from what you're saying. I'm just saying that I remember when I got started, my first website was awful. But I was so proud of it, I didn't know what to do. But now, when I look back, I hope I never see what it looked like again because it was so bad. But it was 1997.
And you know what? I would accept awful in 1997, Jim.
Yeah.
But if you went online today and saw awful, now my first website in 2001 was static.
Yeah.
Okay. It had no graphics. It was mostly content driven. And I guess from your perspective, that was okay because they could find me, and there was an address there and a phone number.
Right.
But today, you can develop a website with the vendor fairly inexpensively. And here's what I think. I think a lot of small business owners say, you know, I want to put my money into this and I want to put my money into that, and they don't understand the value, the importance of having a website.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. Give us the website before we go.
It's GetCareerBound.com.
GetCareerBound.com. This is his new website, folks. His new business. Check it out when you get a chance. Bob Kuska and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Tell me a secret. Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.